Blog Talk Radio. Inside Scoop Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson. I'm your host for today. Well, today I'm really delighted to be speaking on the phone with Elizabeth Peer. She is the author of, now listen to this, Hot Sexy Banker Chicks. Yes, that's what I said. Hot Sexy Banker Chicks. And in, like, in a bank, the place that you take money to. The book is fictional, but Elizabeth draws from her own experiences in the industry and shares with us many of the aspects that most of us wouldn't even think about. We're going to delve into the things like changes in the banking industry, women's roles in banking, and Elizabeth is even going to share some bizarre and heartwarming stories she experienced with clients. But before we chat with Elizabeth, I'd like you to know a little bit about her. Elizabeth Peer resides in St. Lawrence County, New York, with her three children, two dogs, and two cats. She owns an estate liquidation business and is a certified antiques appraiser. She worked as a bank manager and an investment licensed banker for almost 20 years. She loves history and all stories relating to historic events. As a child growing up in New Orleans, Louisiana, she spent many hours listening to her mother's colorful stories about New Orleans and the fanciful oral family histories of her French roots in Louisiana. She always knew that one day she would write about them. What she did not know was that it would take moving to a rural New York state and her children's constant urging to begin her writing journey. Hot Sexy Banker Chicks is her first fictional novel. The book is based on the story ideas she collected when working in the banking industry. Elizabeth is happily working on two historical novels. She is busy researching the Underground Railroad in Northern New York for her upcoming book, Weddington. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
This is just going to be a fun conversation, and especially being that this is a fiction book, but you obviously have taken a lot of your own experiences and added them to it to just make it more interesting and fun to read. So you've been in the banking industry for quite some time.
Yes. For a little over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen it all.
In one way or another.
So I'm just wondering what your opinion is about the Occupy Wall Street. You know, it's just, you turn on the news and it's always on, and bankers are just often seen as obstacles standing between their clients and their money. And, you know, from your perspective, tell me what you feel.
Well, many people, we see and we hear what's on the news, and in our personal lives, we deal with the bank either for a mortgage or we entrust our money to them, and we often have this revering feel or tendency toward how we perceive our bankers. And in actuality, bankers are just real people. And they're, you know, they care about their clients, contrary to popular belief, and they care about their clients' money, and, you know, it's a fiduciary responsibility
mm-hmm.
to them.
Well, I do remember, you know, when many years ago, and it seems that we had more of a personal connection to the manager themselves, for instance, but that seems to have changed. You know, now in the banking industry, at least from my perspective, you don't really get to know the manager at all.
Well, you're correct. And that's one thing us as individuals that work in the banking industry, we miss. Years ago, you used to be able to walk into the bank and shake your banker's hand, mm-hmm. and they knew everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easy to facilitate doing business with that banker. And today, things have changed so drastically. Clients, they don't know their banker, and they're because of the things in the news, I think they're also not fearful, but less trusting.
Yeah, skeptical. I think so. So what changed? Did this change while you were in the industry?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so what changed?
I think what's changed is several things. Clients have become more savvy. It just takes one person to do something incorrectly or trying to underhandedly do something that creates an additional piece of paperwork. For instance, getting a mortgage these days, it requires so much verification and so much paperwork that it's daunting to the average person walking into the bank, and it's up to that banker to go through these mounds of requirements and paperwork to, you know, assist the client. I think technology is one thing. We just don't have those small town one-on-one feels that we used to have. And sad to say, bankers tend to be a little distrusting of clients they don't know. And same thing, clients are a little bit distrusting of, you know, a banker that they don't know.
That's sad because I'm just, you know, as you're talking, I'm reflecting back on when we bought our first home. And this is just a few months before we were married. And gosh, that's been like 44 years ago. And my husband and I just walked into the bank and went and sat with the banker, the manager. And I don't even remember that there were a whole bunch of papers to sign or fill out. And we just got the mortgage and, you know, we bought the house and that was it.
Well, what changed, I think, is regulation. There's so much regulation put in place to try and keep everyone honest and above board that it's changed the way we do business, you know, how we perceive our client. And, you know, by law, we have to have all this extra paperwork completed and tax returns, and it has affected our relationships.
Sure, of course. And, you know, at that time, too, way back, it was the manager that made all the decisions, and that's who you spoke to. But now, you know, there are other people that are involved, and usually it's a line of people, not only one person that you deal with.
Right, it's out of that manager's hands. You know, you've got all these committees, and it's not as easy as it was, and it's hard for people like myself. I mean, I grew up watching I Love Lucy and Mr. Mooney, and remember that. And to me, you know, looking at all her escapades and stuff, and it's like this is not banking's nothing. You know what I had envisioned as a child.
Exactly.
You know, you walk in and you get a sucker, and you know, you used to love going through the drive-through because you know the tellers were exceptionally friendly, and a lot of that's changed.
Yes, it has. But you know what? Actually, we bank at a credit union, and we have dogs, and we always take our dogs with us, and they're always wanting to give the doggy cookies to us. So, you know, that part is still there.
It is, but, you know, it's going to take one dog choking on a dog biscuit, and they're not going to allow it anymore.
Oh, that's horrible thought.
It is. It's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what happens. And, you know, and so I think, you know, we look at that and it's horrible and it makes us feel terrible, but it defines our entire industry.
Yeah, that's for sure. So let's talk about working environments and when you were in the industry. And, of course, this is your book is kind of based on some of the things that went on. So I understand is like, really?
Well, it started really as a tongue-in-cheek because I would come home and, you know, I'd sit at the dinner table and the first thing you do is, I'm from the South and so we still have family dinners. And so, you know, you talk to each child and they tell you about their day and, you know, you discuss all the normal family things and then they ask you, so what went on? And, you know, you ended up telling them, you know, about a client or something that had happened. And, you know, often than not, you know, people that work in a bank are human beings. And, you know, we bring our families with us and we bring our personalities. And although we have the bank to represent, it's like any workplace. There are, you know, things that happen throughout the day that, you know, are out of the ordinary. And so my children through the years would just, you know, laugh and have us, you know, retell these stories again and again. And it was actually through their urging that I ended up putting some of these stories down.
Well, tell us one of them, the one that you maybe found the most bizarre or something that, you know, that you can, the listeners could get a chuckle out of and be enticed to read the rest of the book.
In the book, there's fun stories, but there's also touching and personal stories. One that just comes to mind is we had this elderly lady who would come in the bank regularly. she didn't like that as things changed in the banking industry, so did the rules of how we deal with our clients. And we would have to, if you didn't know that client, you would have to ask for ID. One situation, this client was with the bank well over 40 years, and we had a new little teller, and part of her training is to ask for some form of ID from each client.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular lady was in her, I don't know, maybe 80s, mid-80s, and when she asked for her ID, the lady was so insulted, she took her umbrella and just whacked
the
teller right over the head and sternly said, "Young lady, I've been doing business with this bank for, 40 years.
Yeah.
You should know who I am by now." And just, thankfully the little girl came back the next day.
Oh.
She ended up, staying with the bank. But, it's little simple things like that that,
mm-hmm.
Catch you off guard.
Well, I'm sure. And, we can laugh at that, but yet I can understand this woman. It's like, I've been coming in here for 40 years and you're asking me for what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure, she did not realize the rules have changed, and, sometimes we don't. So, then we blame it on the person that we're talking to. So this is really interesting. You said that you would come home and tell stories to your family. And did their vision of banking change from your stories?
Yes and no. I think because they grew up with a banker, they weren't fearful of bankers, and they didn't hold bankers in a different light other than that, that's just, they understood it.
Uh-huh.
But I think what it instilled in them is, you go to the office, and you're dealing with the general public, and putting banking aside, I think a lot of stories we deal with have to do with just people in general and their personalities. And, I don't think it necessarily has to do with banking as a whole.
Yeah, I have to agree.
One-on-one, dealing with the public.
Exactly. And you get them in all shapes and colors, that is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure. So is there any other story that comes to mind that you'd like to share?
I think one story that is near to my heart is we had an elderly lady who would come into the bank, and she looked like she stepped right out of the 40s. She had the old woolen stockings and the,
mm-hmm.
same long coat, and she would come in 3 and 4 times a week,
mm-hmm.
like clockwork. And through the years, she started getting older and older, and it was painful for her to walk. And she would walk in through the back of the bank, and she would take a few steps, and she would spit and sputter, and she would say a few off-color words, and then she'd 3 or 4 more steps, and she'd do the same thing. She wouldn't let anyone help her.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day I said, "This is it. I can't." It was painful to listen to her and painful to watch her.
Mm-hmm.
That I just took my chair, one of the chairs in my cubicle, and I rolled it right up to her, and I just said, "Sit." And she did.
Mm-hmm.
And we rolled her up. She did her business, and she rolled her, not only would she come in to do her transactions, but she'd go to her safety deposit box and take one of them out and sit in the private room for about 20 minutes,
uh-huh.
and then she would leave the bank. Interestingly enough, when I moved here, there were many rumors about her that, maybe she was jilted, that she was married, or, just
uh-huh.
a lot of rumors flying around about her in general. And one day, she just asked me to go into the safety deposit box area, and she dug in the back of this box, and she pulled out this little box, and in it was a diamond ring.
Oh,
and it was,
wow.
It fit the stories of her and why she was coming into the bank,
mm-hmm.
but no one ever knew. And she never said what it was. She just closed it and put it back in. You deal with clients, they form this trust and this friendship, and sometimes, they let you in on their personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
That you bring that home, and you hope that you've made a difference in their life.
And I'm sure you did. And, just the fact to get her into a chair that rolled so that she didn't have to walk, you know, I'm sure she was very appreciative. She may have not said anything, but on one level she would have been.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like anything else. Mm-hmm. You learn to love your clients.
Yeah.
You care about them, and you want to see the best for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. Join us and hear both well-known and upcoming writers talking candidly about their life experience as well as the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, we strive to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are available 24/7 through direct podcast as well as MP3 download for your convenience. Please visit us on InsideScoopLive.com. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with Elizabeth Keir, author of Hot Sexy Banker Chicks. Interesting so far, isn't it? There you have been so many changes in this industry. So stay tuned because we will be delving into more of these interesting changes, thoughts, and experiences. I imagine there was a real switch when the ATMs came into effect. I remember my in-laws. They lived in Canada, and they would come here to the United States during the winter. And they would never get an ATM card because they could not understand how they could come here, put this card in, and get money, and how this would be taken out of their account, and was it safe. And so they would come here with cash, Canadian cash, and then they would have to go to some downtown bank to cash it. It was just such a big hassle, but yet they refused to use an ATM machine. And I imagine they're not the only ones.
No, it started actually with direct deposits. People were afraid
of
direct deposits because they were afraid, you know, how could that be? Someone's going to steal my money. And today there's still individuals who don't do direct deposits. And then after we got over that wave, then it became the ATM. And people are just, one, afraid of them, and two, they just don't want to embrace that new technology. However, we've got some clients who are, you know, pretty elderly, and I love them because they just love the ATM, and they drive through, and they get their money, and, you know, yeah. It's both ends. You have the ones who repel, you know, anything modern,
mm-hmm.
and you have the clients who actually embrace it.
Yeah, yeah. I love ATM machines. It's like, you know, otherwise it's just a waste of time going in. You stand in line, and, you know, and you have to produce an ID.
I love them, too. Now they take cash and they give you copies of your checks.
I know. It's great. It's really good. So also I'm kind of reflecting back to, you know, 40 years ago, let's say. I don't ever remember seeing or hearing of a female manager. There's always a male manager, and the tellers were always female. Now it's like almost the opposite, isn't it?
It is, and actually I love it. I love walking in another bank, and actually there's one in town that all the tellers are men, and I love it.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that change, but it's also nice, it's like anything else. You've come a long way, baby. We've had to prove ourselves business to garner the respect that, you know, we deserve. And it's nice to see that there are young men who are coming into the industry and they're not looking at it as a woman's job.
Exactly. And they start off as tellers and eventually probably do become, you know, managers or mm-hmm. brokers or, you know, something, you know, on a higher level for sure.
Yes.
And what better way than to start at the bottom and just really know the industry from the bottom to the top?
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Often than not, we do have people who come in directly from university with an advanced degree, and it's difficult for them to acclimate to a banking environment because it is a whole different world.
Oh, for sure. You know, this sounds great to have an advanced degree and, or, you know, a business management degree or something, but that's all it is. It's not the reality of working with the people. All it is it's information that you know.
Right, and it opens doors, but mm-hmm. in all reality, it's the experience and that you really need to work in the industry and get the technology and the terminology down.
Exactly. Do you miss the banking industry?
Yes, and no, I'm still involved in banking, believe it or not.
Oh, you are? Okay. But not directly as you were before?
Not as
no.
directly, mm-hmm. right. Mainly because banking has changed so much. And going back to our earlier conversation, you were talking how banking was so personal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult for bankers like myself. We get to know our clients so well and on a one-on-one basis that when we started in this business, it was all about the client doing what is best for them. And back to that Wall Street, everything now is about selling, making goal, what's the bottom line? And often than not, some bankers are put under more pressure just to make that sale, even though it may not be the right thing for the client.
Yeah. Well said. Well said. And I'm glad you said that because that's something I was thinking in my mind, too. And it's like, is that really what it is? And so you just confirmed that. Elizabeth, hot, sexy banker chicks. What a title.
Well,
is it something like biker chicks?
Well, it has to do with the bank I was working for had certain initials, and it was on our name tags. And every time we would go to our meetings for, a local organization, it was just myself and one of the other managers, mm-hmm. and the initials of the bank happened to start with hot, sexy banker chicks. And so it started off as a joke that they were saying, oh, here comes the hot, sexy banker.
Oh.
Every time we walked in. So it sort of became a longstanding joke. So actually the title it was more of an inside joke.
Uh-huh. That's neat. Actually, I think it's very catchy. And I know our reviewer really enjoyed your book and had a blast reading it. So I know that others will too. And you certainly brought in a lot of humor into it and satire too.
Well, you know, life isn't about we went through a tragedy this past summer. My home burned to the ground and we lost everything. And I had to, regroup and rearrange my thought processes and everything that came along with it. And at the end of this, we're now back in our home. We rebuilt and, everyone's back on track and pulled everything together. And what you learn is it's not about surviving the storm, but learning how to dance in the rain.
Wow.
And in a way, banking and our jobs and everything has to do with that exactly. It's in life, it's not how we, face what we're dealing with, but it's how we perceive it.
You know, that is so true. And like you say, it's not only in banking, but that's life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That
it truly is.
For sure. Elizabeth, your website address?
Is www.elizabethpier.com.
And that's Elizabeth and then PIER.com. Great. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us. And this has been a fun conversation about banks. I am working in a bank and some of the little things that go on. It's like, I'm thinking going into a bank and you just kind of go in and you do your business and you leave. And you really don't think what really goes on inside. And so I appreciate you giving us an insight.
And I'm sure not every bank's the same. So.
Well, probably not, but probably pretty darn close, and they can come up with their own stories. That is for sure. That is for sure. Thanks again, Elizabeth. And
thank you.
Listeners, we were just talking with Elizabeth Pier. She is the author of Hot, Sexy Banker Chicks. I really encourage you to check that book out. I'm sure that you'll really find it very humorous and an insight on maybe what really goes on. So Thanks again, and this is Irene Watson with Inside Scoop Live. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.